Hello, I'm Gary Aide, and we're stacking the NBA with a matchup preview of the Houston Rockets and the Golden State Warriors. Houston comes in with a record of 5-16 on the year. Golden State, meanwhile, at 12-11. The visiting Rockets are 4-6 over their last 10, having won their last contest. Golden State may be finally rounding into form as 7-3 over their last 10 and won their last contest. Let's take a look at the numbers. Houston, averaging 109.8 per contest. That's 24th in the NBA. Golden State, much better, 117.5, fourth best in the association. The bugaboo for both teams is the fact that they can't stop anybody. Golden State allowing 117.2 per contest. So despite their fourth best offense in the NBA, they are barely above water in terms of their point differential, which explains their 12-11 record. Meanwhile, Houston, of course, terrible offense, equally bad defense, 116.6, thus the bad record of 5-16. Turnovers, Houston, 18 per contest, that's a lot. Golden State, not far behind them at 17.1. Let's take a look at the shooting numbers. 44% from the field for the Rockets, 48% for Golden State. Three-point percentage, 36.1 for Houston, 37.6 for Golden State. It's a little closer than you might expect. Free throw percentage, 77.6 for the Rockets, 80.5 for the Warriors. Bench scoring, 32.6 Houston, 35.6 Golden State. So taking a look at the injuries, both teams fairly healthy. The Warriors won their first game of the season matchup against the Rockets, 127-120. Both teams played last night. As far as a pick in this one, it's hard to go against Golden State. Not that they've been great this year, but I think Houston's one of the worst teams in the NBA. So you got to go with the Warriors. And that is our on-court look for Houston and Golden State coming up. We'll dive into the betting lines on this one as we continue stacking the NBA.
I'm Jay Lloyd, and we're stacking the NBA with our betting preview of the Houston Rockets at Golden State Warriors. Warriors, 9.5-point favorite right now. It's open at 10.5 on the overnight. Got down to 9 and a little back in the direction of the Warriors. 9.5 as we record. A total of 232.5, down 0.5 from the opener of 233. ATS marks for these teams, a 12-10 ATS mark for the Rockets. They are 7-7 on the road and 5-5 in their last 10 games overall. The Warriors, 10-13 ATS, 8-3 though at home with a 6-4 mark in the last 10 games, as they have been playing better of late. The Rockets, 12-22 over, 13-8-2 is the record to the over for the Warriors. Both teams on a back-to-back. The Rockets, though, playing 3-4 nights in all four of those games on the road. The last time these two teams played was November the 20th. Golden State, a 127-120 win in Houston. Houston got the ATS win, and the game did go over the total. No real matchup trends of note in this one. Taking a look at the team trends, Rockets 4-1 ATS on no rest may speak to their young legs. Rockets also 6-2 ATS after a straight-up win. And the under for the Rockets, 21-8-1 in 30 games against teams with winning record. They're also seeing the under hit for the last five games playing on the back end of the back-to-back. Warriors trends, those go over, though, over in 4-5 and over 5-1-1 in the last seven when they've taken on teams with below a .400 winning percentage. Injury-wise, Jayshon Tate out till mid-December with the ankle for the Rockets, and Andre Iguodala out indefinitely with the hip injury. Rockets in this spot, feels like a play. Phoenix last night, the Rockets surprised everybody and picked up a win. We saw some interesting wins on the court Friday night with the Lakers, Miami winning in Boston, and the Rockets just another one of those impressive wins. I don't think they win this one outright, but I think they can keep it close. I like larger numbers in the NBA. Warriors on a back-to-back, a little bit of an older team, and they've lost three of their four back-to-backs outright this season. So Houston plus the points, I think, is a good play. No play on the total. You got mixed trends with there, you know, in there. You see the overall long-term trend to the under for Houston, but the over trends for the Warriors. So I think themselves, I'll stay away from the total and play this one, Rockets plus the points. Get more NBA previews as we're stacking the NBA each and every day with betting previews and game previews of every NBA matchup on the sports betting stack. I'm Jay Lloyd, and this has been our Stacking the NBA betting preview of the Rockets and Warriors.